On Thursday's front page, the U.S. is helping Taliban leaders get to peace talks in Afghanistan. That may reflect growing pessimism that the U.S. buildup there will produce decisive gains against the insurgency. The Chilean miners' ordeal ended. All 33 made it out. Most of them appear to be in good shape. And a female candidate for the U.S. Senate who's finding her toughest audience is women. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins in a moment.
This Front Page podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features hands-free calling.
Our top story says U.S.-led forces are helping senior Taliban leaders get to peace talks in Kabul. That's the clearest indication of American support for high-level discussions aimed at ending the war in Afghanistan. So far, the talks are only preliminary. Top NATO and Obama administration officials say they can't tell whether the insurgents are serious about reaching an accord. Also on Thursday's front page, how bankers ignored signs of trouble on foreclosures. Inexperienced employees and internal organization problems left lenders playing catch-up as borrowers defaulted. On Wednesday, 49 state attorneys general announced plans to investigate the mortgage industry. J.P. Morgan Chase says it stopped using a big mortgage tracking system that's been faulted for losing documents. All 33 miners were pulled to safety in Chile 2 months, 9 days, and 8 hours after their ordeal began. Times reporter Alexi Barrenuevo says they defied predictions about what kind of shape they'd be in.
One doctor came out earlier in the day and said there was no emergency situation they had encountered with any of the miners, that they could leave in less than 48 hours if circumstances were such that they were healthy enough to do so.
Chile's health minister says one miner has acute pneumonia but is improving with antibiotics. Two others need dental surgery. Experts say the rest did well on the rescue diet that was threaded down through the tiny borehole that reached them on August 22nd. Republican Linda McMahon is facing a big obstacle in her bid for the Senate from Connecticut. Many women voters are turned off by her candidacy. A CNN Time magazine poll last week gave Democrat Richard Blumenthal a nearly 2-to-1 advantage among female voters. Times reporter Raymond Hernandez says women voters he talked to don't like her attack ads. They're also uneasy about her work history. She used to be an executive with World Wrestling Entertainment. Thursday's front page says Stephen Ratner, who oversaw the Obama administration's auto industry overhaul, has reportedly agreed to a settlement with the SEC. At issue are kickback claims involving the New York State Pension Fund. He's accepting a ban from the securities industry. He'll also pay a fine of more than $5 million. Ratner's in negotiations over a similar settlement with the Office of State Attorney General Andrew Cuomo. Also in Thursday's Times, the Fertile Crescent along the Euphrates River is in its fourth year of a drought. The collapse of farmland there has become an economic challenge and a security concern for Syria and Iraq. They're becoming more dependent on other countries for food and water. Syria, in particular, used to pride itself on self-sufficiency. We'll go inside Thursday's Times after this.
This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features turn-by-turn directions. Sync locates your destination in seconds and then audibly guides you through all your turns over your vehicle's audio speaker system. No additional hardware is needed. You can also save several destinations you may use frequently, and Sync will guide you there. Sync is subscription-free and available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Thursday's Times, Michelle Obama hit the campaign trail with a soft sell message. Times reporter Cheryl Gay Stolberg followed along as Mrs. Obama went to Milwaukee.
Mrs. Obama has taken great pains to fashion herself as an advocate for children through her childhood obesity program and for families through her supporting of military families initiative. She's made a great effort to be bipartisan in those programs. She doesn't want to risk that. She's very popular, and she doesn't want to risk that either. And it's not really in her persona to come out as an attack dog. So what she wanted to do was use these appearances to spotlight candidates who are interested in the things that she's interested in, to help advance her own agenda, and to remind voters of the issues that she feels are important, and those are the issues around children and families.
Times reporter Cheryl Gay Stolberg. In Thursday's New York Report, a look at a food court that's nothing like the one at the nearest mall. This is Health Department court for restaurants from La Bernardin to Dunkin' Donuts. The judges decide on penalties for violating the city's sanitary code. The restaurants want their grades raised from the last inspection. Many hope they can talk a humiliating C up to a bearable B, or transform a middle-of-the-class B into a full-fledged A. And 44 people were charged in a huge Medicare fraud case. Officials say an Armenian-American crime syndicate stole the identities of dozens of doctors and thousands of patients. The syndicate allegedly used them to bill Medicare for more than $100 billion in treatments no doctor performed and no patient received. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.